It's the International Punk Supply Radio Show. We're back. The only radio show dedicated to bringing you the greatest punk hits. It's been a minute, but we're here, and we're going to talk about the year of 2022. Joining us today is the one and only DJ Jim Guys.
Hello.
DJ Cat Plaza.
Hey, what's up?
DJ Little Tokyo.
Hello.
And as always, the one and only Hollywood on the microphone right here. A quick congratulations to our one and only Joey for birthing a child all on his own.
It was
very
hard.
Wow, good job. Good job, Joey.
Yeah. It was very hard.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Took a toll on me, so.
But we're here. We rounded the troops. We're back. Back in, I mean, arguably maybe better than ever, but who knows? That's for you to decide. But we're going to talk about some of our favorite songs, not only the four of us, but our greater community in general. About our favorite songs of 2022 and turn it into kind of something a little bit more fun than just your average listicle, if you will.
Yeah, so I guess I'll take over from there. We are doing a tournament. Collectively, we came up with the 16 best songs of 2022, and we threw that into a tournament bracket generator, and we're going to have a little bit of tournament to see who wins, who's number one, because that's what this is all about, is winning. And so we're going to do this by listening to two songs at a time. Then we're going to vote for the best song. Then we'll listen to another two songs. And then we'll kind of do that into the second of the two brackets we'll go to, and we'll vote on those after. And so at the end, we'll be left with the four best songs. Then we'll make it down to the finals. And then the finals, we'll vote for the number one most best song of 2022, according to us.
Here's a question that I just occurred to me. What do we do if there's a tie?
I was gonna say, we only have four people, so this
Got DJ Hank over here cutting the vegetables, so she can arbitrarily be a tiebreaker.
Fair enough.
Although
I guess we could also
she
bring
may
it
not
to the
know
Discord
every song, but that's yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
we could also just say no ties, someone just has to flip,
someone has
but
to
that
win.
Could take a long yeah. time.
You know what, they do it in Ink Master, we can do it too.
That's what I'm saying.
We have to convince each other. So
ties are for flip floppers.
Let's debate.
Fence walkers.
Let's debate.
Yeah. So, overall, real quick though, let's set the temperature. And we'll make this quick. How did everyone feel about music in 2022?
It's good.
It's good. Yeah.
Didn't need it. Could have done without it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. The stuff I picked is really good. I have no idea what the hell is coming though. I don't recognize any of this stuff, so another year under a rock for me.
Well, one thing is some of these bands might be familiar to people because we've played a lot of them before. However, we've made sure not to repeat any of the songs.
That's right.
Coupled with that, too, I think I think this year was a little not as exciting as 2021. But then again, 2021 was when like you had all these bands that were pent up for so long and released fantastic stuff. Not that any of these aren't fantastic, but it was just it's something interesting to think about.
I will say that I think D-Beat was excellent this year. I thought it was, and I didn't pick any D-Beat songs, but
well, let's be real. When is D-Beat not excellent?
That's true.
Oh, there have been fallow periods. I don't know. I feel like when they were like mid 2010s, early 2010s, when D-Beat was at its U.S. peak. Lot of chaff, I feel like, coming from the U.S. Now that it's been dialed back a little bit, I agree. Good year.
Are you
for
talking
D-Beat.
About like the epic?
No, not even that, but like sort of like when Gas Rag was a band. I feel like they were good, but I feel like there was a lot of other American D-Beat bands, just too many. Just every band was playing D-Beat. A lot of it was, to my ears, kind of boring. And now that there's less bands, they're I don't know. They're just a little bit a cut above.
More room to shine.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get started. This first pick is Cat Plaza special.
It's mine.
So can you talk about that and lead us in?
Sure thing. This is from Chat Pile out of Oklahoma City. They have a record called God's Country. Enjoyed it a lot. This is the highlight for me. It's a song called Why.
Outside. I could survive out on the streets. Why?
With Belinda Says off their new album Blue Rev, came out in 2022 via Polyvinyl Records. We also heard at the top Chat Pile with their song Why. All right, fellas, let's weigh in. What do you think?
I had not heard that Chat Pile song, and I love it. I had heard Chat Pile before, was not into it at all. That one takes it by a mile for me.
Good ass tune.
Perfect. It reminds me of, like, it kind of reminds me of Broken Prayer a little bit, which is kind of weird, the vocals. And yeah.
Were you the vocalist in that band? I don't
Oh, no, I wasn't in that band.
Scott Plant.
Oh, I thought you were. Okay, my bad.
Sadly, no.
Yeah, it reminds me of myself. Okay.
Scott does listen to this, so. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Shout out, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Shout out, Scott. Check out his other bands, like Scott Plant.
The Scott Plant solo stuff is great. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that lyrically, but not so much vocal delivery-wise.
Cool. Right.
Always Song's good. It's an Always Song.
Okay, so we've got one vote for Chat Pile.
Is that right? You vote in Chat Pile?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
By a huge margin.
Okay. Okay. Who's next?
Hollywood, go for it. Volunteering you.
I am saying, why, but why did I have to listen to that song? Always takes it for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't like it at all?
No, not at all. Musically, don't I think indulge it's very him. Cool. Okay. I can't stand the vocals, and I don't know why the lyrics bug me too.
They're on the nose for sure. Like, but
I like
something
that part
that
about
I should like.
That's why I like it.
Truly, yeah. I really don't like that song.
It's weird
really
how pro homelessness you're being right now.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
No, it's just like it's the delivery and like. I also like watched a live video of them playing it, and he's not even yelling. He's just like talking, mumbling into the microphone. And I was like, "No, I'm out. Nope, no way."
Pat needs a little more effort.
Yeah. I can't do those. Yeah.
I was saying in the chat how much I really liked the Chat Pile song. However, that Always song, so good.
Yeah, that's that Always vote. Song is a fucking scorcher. An absolute scorcher.
Oof. So that's two votes for Always, oof, one for Chat Pile.
Sorry, Jim, I'm voting Always too.
Hey, you know,
it's it. Can't win them it all. Probably I probably have heard the Chat Pile song too much, and I've heard the Always song not enough, and I'm like riding that wave. And how will I it's feel a in song. A year or two from now? I'm not sure.
And just so our listeners know, these were. Two, well, one was Pat's pick. The other one was co-signed by myself, Pat, and also Hank. So two Pat picks up against each other.
It was hard.
Really tough.
Tough decision.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Who did this song?
That's me. That's you.
Ooh, Jim.
This is a song by a band called Vacuous. It's called Matriarchal Blood.
We'll be right back.
Mental Static from the Shock Therapy split with the band Cold Brats. Right before that, we heard Vacuous with Matriarchal Blood.
Another tough one.
Quite a stomping bracket we got here.
Another tough one.
It is, actually. Yeah.
I'm sure this comes as no surprise to anyone here, or probably people listening, that I'm going with Gel. When it comes to between hardcore and metal, I'm going to pick hardcore 9 out of 10 times. So it was a good song. Both songs were great, but Gel, just a little more up my alley.
Yeah, usually I feel that way too, but I'm going Vacuous. Gel's song kind of fell flat for me, and the Vacuous song was stompy, moshy, and it was fast at times as well. You know I like fast and moshy, so there you go.
Wow, I feel like you're describing the Gel song. Interesting. I was very interested to see which way you would go, so yeah, that's cool.
I love that song. I didn't expect to like it as much based on cover and so forth, but you know, people change. I'm a metalhead now.
You're the true wild card.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Vacuous. What do you think, Patrick? Nordic?
Oh man, this could be our first tie.
Yeah, real early on too.
Oh, very good. I'm going with Gel. Well, I just want to highlight real quick the Vacuous part with before they go back into like that just like stomping mid-tempo where he does like the tsk-tsk is a total like every pop punk band in the mid-2000s was doing that move.
Oh yeah, so I remember
that's
that
why
one.
I'm not voting that song. When I first heard that record, I was like, that part threw me off.
That's why I voted for it. Subconsciously, I was very turned on. It sounds like Fall Out Boy.
Such a good classic part. Why would you not like that? So,
yeah, it's in my DNA. How are we going to break this tie, guys?
It's a great question.
All right, convince us, Vacuous people.
I'm not going over. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not on the fence.
Yeah, I'm not on the fence either.
All right,
yeah,
Jim and
Joey. I feel like I'm not on the fence either. Honestly,
I have a tiebreaker over here. She knows one of the songs.
That's
seems
your
fair
song,
and reasonable.
The Gel song.
Yeah, I do mean you. It's unfair because it's a Gel song.
I think that Gel stuff is awesome. That's definitely some of my favorite hardcore of the year. I don't think that's my favorite song on it.
Hey, in a true wild card move, I'm flip flopping.
Yeah,
I'm
going over. John Kerry, nice. Baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
All right,
John Kerry.
All right.
So
on to the next batch. What do we got?
Oh wait, do we have to vote for Always?
Oh yeah,
Vacuous
we have to.
Now?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. We do. That's how we decided to do it. Well, I'm going to go with Always.
I'm going Always.
Yeah.
Same. Sorry.
All right. So Always is making
honestly,
it through.
Jim is voting present.
I'm voting Vacuous. I think that Always song is good, but I think it just sounds kind of like a dozen other Always songs.
Oof.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
Wrong.
I think Always is great. I like those dozen other Always songs. I just don't think that song in particular is anything that crazy.
No, Hank, we don't need you to break a tie. Joey flip-flopped.
Classic. Yeah, Always going through to the semifinals. Congratulations,
all right, final
Always.
Four appearance to Always.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, I think I'm up because this is my song. This is Tim Heidecker.
Final eight appearance, actually?
No, right. Because
Final four.
Because it
oh, okay.
Got through
I don't
here
know how
to here.
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't know how sports work.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or lines.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Lines.
Or right. Division.
Shut up. It's my turn. Tim Heidecker put out a record. Usually he's a comedian, but he's a musician now too. And his album High School, pretty solid. Good tracks. My favorite is called Chillin' in Alaska. Playin' now. We'll be right back.
Well, my bones are cold, but my feet are dry. Somehow the sun is still hanging out up in the sky. I'm sharing a tent with a girl I just met for the first time the other night. Well, you can see your breath, but I got nothing to say. I keep my mouth closed, I don't want to drive her away. Isn't made for two, but we're making it work. We're doing what we gotta do. And it's making my mind wander back to yesterday, to another time and another place, when a cousin of mine took my girl. I'm thinking of asking her to come back with me only after our first date. And it's making my mind wander back to yesterday, to another time and another place, when a cousin of mine took my girl. Thank you.
Right, we're back. That was what was that called?
That was the band Savage Heads with the song Trained Killer.
That was the band Savage Heads with the song Trained Killer. Before that, we had heard from Tim Heidecker, Chillin' in Alaska. The Savage Heads song was picked by the one and only DJ Riffmaster General, who couldn't be here today. All right.
He's too busy making the best record of 2023, so he gets a pass.
If it's coming out on vinyl, it probably won't come out until 2024.
Touche.
I'll buy it on CD, don't you worry.
So, what do you guys think? Votes?
No brainer, Tim Heidecker.
Jim, Pat?
Jim, I'm going Pat. Savage Heads. I love that Savage Heads record.
I really like that Savage Heads record, too. I'm going Heidecker.
And I'm going Heidecker, too.
Whoa!
I like that.
I didn't think you were going to go that way.
Yeah.
Wild card, baby.
Yeah. I'm sending you I'm sending you Jimmy Buffett's discography. I'm gonna zip it. I'm going to send it to you in your email.
I've got plenty of time. I don't have to go back to work until December. So,
Oh man,
give me all the joy.
Man, we're betraying all of our punk roots, picking all the songs. This
well,
is great.
I'm just glad you guys all respect the troupe so much.
Yeah,
that Savage Heads records, though. I mean, it's really fucking good. It's really
I liked it.
Uh oh.
Oh no,
we lost Pat.
Oh, he's back.
Well, he's
Pat,
back.
You good?
I'm here. I see you guys.
Oh, all right. We didn't catch that last part.
Didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
I just wish the Savage Heads record had some like some fucking fierce leads every now and then. But that's just me. But moving on.
Yeah, it's my first pick. So you guys may recognize this band. They're from Leipzig, Germany. They're called Onion. I played their song Shining River, Utah on a previous episode, but I couldn't play that again, so I chose this song called Octopus.
Thank you. personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag.
Everybody found that fast forward 30 seconds button relatively easily with that one. Jesus fucking Christ. That was Judas by the band Fozzy.
Fozzy.
That came to us courtesy of DJ Better Yet, who didn't have to suffer through that.
He's trolling us.
Yeah, and before that was before that was Octopus by Onion. Does anyone have anything to say about Fozzy or Onion?
I will at least say that there were some musical elements of the Fozzy song that weren't terrible. That's about the nicest thing I'll say about it.
Watching the video was very bad to me. The video made the song much, much worse. And it's already not a song I like at all.
They don't cut at all. It's one take, baby. It's like,
sure don't.
It's like Hitchcock.
I was entertained by it.
Yeah. A little bit.
I don't know. That was insane. That was insane. Oh, I'm voting Fozzie.
All right.
Oh, you asshole.
I just know it's not going to win, and it was too entertaining. Like, what was going on?
All right. Let's...
I do admire Fozzie's willingness to show his whole ass out there. It's like, he's going for it, you know?
Oh, wow.
What it is, I don't know, but he's going for it, you know?
I'm not voting for it. Anyan all day.
Yeah. Anyan for me, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so that brings us to Tim Heidecker versus Anyan.
Yes, it does.
I'm going Anyan.
Same. Yeah.
I'm going Heidecker.
Yep.
Oh, shit. We have another tie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How do we do this one?
No fence. Heidecker all the way.
I'm not fence walking this one.
You're not.
This is my pick.
I feel the same way. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry.
Yeah, uh-oh. I'm not moving.
I don't like the Tim song, guys. I don't like it.
Okay.
I wish I did, and no disrespect.
No disrespect.
Hey, let's. But, all right, so we've got half a way to go. So let's let's throw some feelers out to the other people in the chat. Maybe better yet, can listen to some of the songs, Dieg Bro, Riffmaster General. We can send it out to them.
Chime in. Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
tell them we need to do that. So, Hollywood,
we're
you on
an
that?
Impasse.
Yeah.
Wait,
doesn't Fozzie automatically win if this happens? It's like,
if both
the president and the vice president die, then like the speaker of the house, it's
the chance of secession.
Yeah.
Fozzie
Chris
wins.
Chris Jericho becomes president.
Chris Jericho for president. Jesus fucking Christ. All right. I'll bring us into the next one. We've got Viagra Boys. This is a Riffmaster General pick, and this song is called Ain't Nice.
Got the same scar.
that was the band Big Laugh with the song Shadow Figure, technically not released yet off an upcoming LP called, I think it was Consume Me on Revelation Records. Brought to you by friend of the show, Maddie Gold. Before that, we heard Viagra Boys, Ain't No Thief.
Yeah, we put up the wrong one first, so I said Oops. The wrong name. So that's my least favorite block so far, I'll say.
Me too.
I'm gonna vote present on this one. And then we'll be down to you guys three. No ties on this one.
I'm going Viagra Boys. Stakes Fault a little bit higher, a little bit happier to be a goofy track. Not a very strong vote, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on this. I could go either way. Both had elements I enjoyed. I think Viagra Boys was a little groovier. The Big Laugh song just felt like it was longer. Both felt like they were longer than they needed to be, but I'll go Viagra Boys.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was leaning Big Laugh for the first minute 30, and then there were just a couple extra parts in there that I was just like, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting sick of this. Whereas obviously Viagra Boys is built for that. So right. I back it.
The only thing I really liked with the Big Laugh song was when they randomly went into like that really fast part.
It's cool. I think the drumming's really good on that song. I like the drumming a lot, but I don't know. That was kind of my anchor point.
All right. Let's move things along. All right. Whose pick is this?
So next up is the one and only who just joined us.
Oh, good timing.
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hey, Hank.
I just cut my finger on a can.
That's terrible.
Sorry to hear that.
You guys want to know the only time I went to the hospital in Japan? I cut my finger on a can, and I was like, holy shit, it's swollen up quite a bit. The next day I went to the hospital, and they gave me a Band-Aid.
Oh yeah.
But it didn't cost you anything, right?
It cost me like 1,000 yen, which is basically like $10.
It would have cost a lot Band-Aid? More in the US.
Yeah, for the doctor to see me.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. It was a really nice Band-Aid though. And great. The doctor actually complimented Heather on how she did the Band-Aid up. Oh. The original Band-Aid. So
there we go.
We had to unfortunately take it off for them to see. So oh, nice Band-Aid.
So Hank, what are we listening to here?
Oh, this is Way's Blood. The song is called Grapevine, from her new record called in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. It's very nice.
All right, let's do it.
It's not very punk, sorry.
The man can't see his shadow. Oh, he can block your sun all day. He can make you small. He has the power to take his love away. 6 hours on the grapevine. Time on the grapevine.
trust in love, just as you are, reaching without watching, the switches on the wall.
Kate LeBon with Dirt on the Bed, and we heard Wise Blood before that with Grapevine. Cool. All right.
Sorry, I mispronounced. Oh, am I muted?
No, you're not muted.
Oh, I apologize for the mispronunciation. I'm a new fan. Thank it's you okay. for the it's correction.
It's not written like you. It makes no sense.
Didn't she like change the spelling a few times, right? Like
she must, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That being said, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, my vote's for Wise Blood.
Me too.
Jim?
I'm gonna go Kate, but I know it's not gonna go the distance.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going Wise Blood.
Can you lose every vote, Jim?
All right, so far. Almost, but not quite.
That means we've got Viagra Boys versus Wise Blood.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Mm. I'd probably go Wise Blood on that.
I'm going Wise Blood.
I haven't heard the song, but
But you know Viagra Boys.
I know Viagra Boys.
It's a Viagra Boys song.
And, yeah.
I think it's a less good Viagra Boys song. I like...
Yeah.
They're kind of one-dimensional to me anyway.
Is this a band people know about? I like... If apart from the show and like a couple of the chats, I've never really heard of them.
They made their way to a lot of best of lists.
Huh. Okay.
So
I liked this. Shout out to them for the best of lists that they made. I'm not gonna vote. I'll go Wise Blood.
All right.
So it's goofy. It's goofy music. Yeah.
Wow, this is the least punk Final Four.
Well, hey, we're not there yet. We got one more to go.
We're not there yet. All right,
This could be very punk.
This next one is another one from DJ Better Yet.
Oh, no.
I think it's a real one, but it's...
This was released this year. It's been confirmed.
Yeah, it's not 15 years old like the other one.
Is Triple H the singer or something?
No, it's The Undertaker. But this is called Out of Body by Daisy. Oh, that's my daughter's name.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Is that my voice leaving my own mouth? Double check the source, 'cause I got reason to doubt. Tried to manage and laugh at some offhand joke, but the moment passed while it was caught in my throat. Now I'm weak in the knees, I'm out of body.
You never see me.
the legend Tony Molina with the song Not Worth Knowing off the record In the Fade. Up against Stacey Out of Body off, I believe, the record Out of Body. That's a DJ Better Yet versus Me Pick. Let's hear it, boys. What do we got?
Molina.
Same.
Molina! I'm not a boy, but I voted.
Pat?
I know where this is headed, so I'm going to say Daisy. I like that song a lot.
It's good.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I just like Molina better.
I love Tony like Molina. If I were on the fence, I'd be happy to go with Molina, obviously. I want to show some love.
Yeah, I'm going Molina as well. Okay. That riff, when I heard that record, that riff was in my head constantly. Oof.
I feel like that's a level up song. Feels more complete than other songs he's made. Like a more robust, long, complete tune.
Yeah.
It's nearly 2 minutes.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Daisy did do a cool track with that band Military Gun this year, though. That was really cool, so shout out to that.
Haven't heard it. I'll check it out.
All right, Jim. Last two.
All right, here goes. It's going to be Rashomon versus The Mall. Let's hear it.
Shit.
Nope.
Pay up, fuck. Joey. Come on.
You motherfucker.
And I all cursed so much. Show.
I was muted, so I'm calling you a motherfucker now.
Will an incognito tab fix this?
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
I'm just being slow. Ah, son of a bitch.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Rashomon with Death Factory. Is it Death Factory or Death Factories?
Death Factory.
Death Factory and the Mall.
Death Factory. Sorry.
It's all.
And what did we just listen to?
The Mall. The song Claw Marks.
Thoughts? What's everyone's favorite mall?
Woodfield, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, you guys love the mall. That was bait.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I grew up right by it, so.
I'm going to go Fox Valley because, you know, got to give some love to the way western burbs.
There you go. I'm an Oakbrook boy, you know what I mean?
Oakbrook's good.
Oh, Oakbrook
but
is
fun. I did spend most of my time at the Yorktown Mall.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That's the closest. Yes.
I don't like that Oakbrook is a lot of outside. It's nice sometimes, but in the winter, I want to be outside.
I kind of like that. Out here in beautiful Los Angeles, it's all outdoor malls.
The Galleria,
very
baby.
Much reminds me of, yeah, reminds me of Oakbrook or Old Orchard. And, you know, shout out to outdoor malls.
Do you ever just go up to LA people and
indoor
be like,
malls?
Does this remind you of the Oakbrook Mall?
All the time. I went up to one person I randomly saw the other day just walking through. Oh, his name was Diego. And I was like, hey, doesn't
Diego.
This... I'm just kidding.
Are outdoor malls still doing well? Because I know the indoor malls are terrible.
I mean, out here, outdoor malls are all the rage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing now is to package them as, like, condominiums and outdoor malls and, like, restaurants. It's like a whole community. It's really the future, and if you guys aren't behind it, get the fuck out.
All right. Rashomon versus the Mall.
I'm so sorry to the Mall. That's not nice of me to ask that question.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm voting Mall.
Yeah, Rashomon was possibly going to be one of my picks, but Jim picked it first, so this feels like it's two of my picks against each other, but I got to go Mall. I love the Mall. Pat, Jim?
I'll say that that's probably one of the first Mall songs I've enjoyed. It's not my cup of tea. I'm going Rashomon.
I'm going the Mall.
Oh, hey. Wow.
I think that Rashomon record's probably the best hardcore record of the year. But in terms of, like, I think it's best listened to as a whole record.
That's what I was feeling.
That song,
yeah.
I think, that song's a good standout. But, like, I mean, the Mall records are just, like, hit single after hit single.
Yeah.
If that Rashomon song went up against literally any other song in this entire thing, I would pick it, except for Against the Mall.
Fozzy?
Interesting.
Even Fozzy.
It was definitely the toughest one for me. That being said, it wasn't tough, but definitely the songs I liked probably the most. I would have loved to see them in the final four or the final. But
okay.
Well, we have some more voting to do, so we got Molina, the one and only, versus the Mall, the one and only.
I'm going Mall.
Mall.
Molina.
I'll go with the Mall.
All right.
Damn! Upset!
Oh.
Pat's upset.
I thought Molina was going to go all the way.
Mm.
Okay, let's go... Let's go through this. This is taking way too long. So let's
this is
go
taking
back.
Way too long.
So we've got always versus Tim Heidecker.
Yep.
And then we've got the Mall versus Wise Blood. Very punk.
Yes, this is the always versus Tim Heidecker. I'm going always.
Always.
Oh, this is tough. Always versus Tim Heidecker.
I'm going to put the pressure on Pat. I'm going Heidecker.
I'm going to go always. That song fucking slays. It's so good. It's so good.
I love it too.
All right.
Wow.
So then we've got the last of the final four, the Maul versus
Wise Blood.
The Maul.
Yeah, I'm going Maul.
You're going Maul?
I'm going Maul. We've got two Mauls. Joey versus Wise Blood.
What do you think?
Oh, that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, definitely Maul. Sorry, I got a package. I got to go get it. I'll be back again, but Maul.
All right, well, I could go either way on that one. So the Maul wins that.
All right.
Yeah, not the whole thing, Hank.
Maybe the whole thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'll vote for the record. I'll vote Wise Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Noted. So we're going to have, once Joey comes back, we're going to have the Maul, Claw Marks versus
Monkey's Paw by the Misfits.
Always.
No, God, no.
The best listened to song of 2022.
So we're going to have Fozzie's Judas versus the Misfits Monkey Paw. What's the worst track? I'm still going Monkey Paw by the Misfits.
No.
Worst track.
No. It's not.
Jim, Misfits Monkey Paw versus Fozzie Judas. What's worse?
I'd rather listen to the Misfits. I'd rather listen to
Stop mangling the title just because you don't like the song. It's Monkey's Paw.
The Misfits Monkey Paw versus Fozzie's Judas. That's the worst song.
Oh, Monkey's Paw, without a doubt. I mean, lyrically, they're on like the same level of being just awful. But musically, you got to go Monkey's Paw.
All right, well, it's been a bit, so if you're still with us, we've got the song Always Belinda Says versus the Maul, the song Claw Marks.
Maul.
I'm going Maul, too.
I'm going Always.
Always.
Jesus Christ.
Then it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Tie between Always and the Maul. I've got a tiebreaker in the room.
There's like... We know the person who's in the Maul, right?
Yeah.
Do I just do it like a favoritism, Homer Rump type thing, and just call the Maul the winner?
I think that's reasonable.
Hey, yeah,
I think the Maul earned it more.
I'm going with the Maul, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's the thing. You know, we want to hear from you, the fans of this podcast. What do you like better, Always or the Maul? It's up to you.
Or Fozzie.
Yeah. Yeah, you got three options.
Congratulations to the Maul.
Wild card pick and gets to the end.
I got to go. I got a crying baby that I've got to help take care of. I've been neglecting her for 2 hours. So I love you guys and good 2022. Let's keep doing this.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, it's been real.
Bye, everybody.
Congratulations, bye. Maul.
Bye.
Great job, Mark.
Mark Plant forever.